95.3 Gorilla.
Tuesday, I'm fading.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday.
Tuesday afternoon.
Tuesday's
gone with the wind.
Another Gorilla winner.
Good morning, it's Gorilla. Who's this?
My name is Justin.
Hey, Justin, dude, you're on the Gorilla right now. What's going on?
Oh, cool. not much of...
You want to shout anybody out? You got any shout outs? You want to shout out the crew? Who's listening?
I want to shout out my little niece. I'm trying to take her to the Tucker game.
She's excellent.
Big baseball fan.
Excellent. We're going to make that happen. You're going. You get to take her. That's phenomenal. Let's do it.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Caller number 10, we have tickets for you. Now, these aren't just any regular tickets. These are really, really, really cool. Dugout level box seats. How about that?
Oh, wow. So she's going to be like staying there right next to the field?
Right down on the field. Yeah. Let's do it. These are super cool seats. She's going to love it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Dugout level box seats for the Shuckers. You get to pick any regular season home game. We're going to get you right down on the field. Congratulations, my friend.
Alrighty. Thank you.
It's Ryan Gavin.
Ryan Gavin.
In the morning.
In the morning.
On 95.3 Gorilla.
Gorilla.
You know, I got to say, this actually really surprised me. A shocking number of Americans in a new survey, shocking number of people out there in the wide world, say that there are certain things about their job that they really, really, really hate. Yeah, this was 90%+ of people say that there are certain aspects of their job at work that they can't stand. So, unless you really want to, you don't even have to tell me your name or where you work, unless you really want to be brave. Without telling me where you work, what's something that you can't stand about your job? And look at that, just like clockwork, the phone lines are blowing up. Who's first? All right, Katie, you're first. What's something you can't stand about your job?
How unprofessional some of the coworkers are.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, let me just say you probably never want to get a job at a radio station, okay? Because professional isn't really in the dictionary around here. You know, when your job is having fun. No, I'm just kidding. We're super professional most of the time. What about you? What's something you hate about your job?
My boss, Eric.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. That's great. You gonna quit?
Oh, I'm gonna. I put my 2 weeks in.
Good for you. You show them how it's done. Get the heck on out of there. Go. Oh, yeah. New national survey. 90% of people say there are certain aspects of their job that they just really cannot stand. And I want to give you a chance to do some radiotherapy right now. You don't even need to tell me where you work. In fact, it's probably a good idea if you don't. What's something about your job that you hate? Who's next?
At work, I can't stand... hypocrites.
Hypocrites. Okay, do you have a story to share?
Oh, boy. I don't know if I can say it all over the radio, but I got plenty of people that behave like children.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's like a zoo around here, too. Oh, dude. Hey, I hope things get better for you. I'm just kidding. I mean, you know that I'm kidding, right? Everybody here is amazing. Everybody at the radio station is amazing. We all love each other. It's a big, whole, happy, kumbaya family around here. You know that, right? Like, I'm joking, right? Okay, last call goes to Ashley. Ashley, what's something you can't stand?
I can't stand probably the tardiness of some people, just the laziness.
Yeah, if you're late, get out of here.
Yes, or late to meetings.
Oh, that's the worst. You can't be late to Angela's party planning committee meeting.
Yes, exactly.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Country superstar Zach Brown played Fenway Park over the weekend, and listen to what he did at the end of his show for 37,000 fans in attendance at Fenway Park in Boston. Listen to this.
I'm buying every single person here a cruise for two people on the boat. Every single person here gets a cruise for themselves and a loved one to go on the boat.
To go on the boat. That sounds kind of ominous, doesn't it? They're calling it the biggest giveaway in history. This happened on Sunday at Fenway. Before performing Same Boat, that's his song, Same Boat, he announced all 37,000 fans in attendance would receive a free ticket for a Margaritaville at Sea cruise for two. They claim it's worth more than $40 million in total. Fans have 12 months to claim their prize. And the cruise line is a sponsor of Zach Brown Band's current Love and Fear tour. So, There's some stuff going on there, I think. Mario Lopez deleted a creepy AI video of his niece eating hot dogs after some backlash. This was really weird.
I can't take her anywhere. Oh my God, look at you!
It's so good!
You're a mess, the mustard!
Yeah, that's a fake video. It was made by Elon Musk's AI, Grok AI, Grok something, Grok Imagine? I don't know. The AI stuff is getting weirder and weirder. You shouldn't do that. Don't make AI videos of real people that you know. You definitely should not do that, okay? Rosie O'Donnell says that she's coming back to The View. Have you heard?
I will go on the 30th anniversary next year and be on with in whatever way they want me, just as a guest. You know, they're bringing back all the hosts, I think, for the 30th season.
So apparently not permanently, because I think she lives like over in Ireland or something now, right? And it happened again out west. A couple weeks ago, it was an old dude. Now it's a kid. Listen to this news report. This was ABC News last night.
In Yellowstone, a bison chasing a child, that bison inching closer to a group of people when a child suddenly started to run, the bison following that child for a moment. The child was unhurt.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Those bisons are chasing everybody.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Got any biscuits for sale in there?
Well, no, this here's a Frosty cream. We don't serve biscuits. We got a lot of other stuff, though.
You recognize that? We don't got biscuits. We got a lot of other stuff, though. That's from Sling Blade. That's Carl, the one and only Billy Bob Thornton. He's turning 71 today. Happy birthday to Mr. Billy Bob. Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, is 45.
I'm Meghan, take you Harry to be my husband.
It was all downhill after that, right? On this date back in 1984, a famous album went number one and stayed there for 24 weeks. Any ideas? 1984, what album went number one and stayed for more than half the year? I'm going to tell you here in just a second. On this date back in 1956, this was 70 years ago today, Elvis Presley released this song.
Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie.
They said you was high class. Yeah, Hound Dog dropped on this date 70 years ago today. Imagine hearing that song for like the first time ever, right? That must have been wild. August 4th, today is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Is it time to bake a Nestle Toll House cookie? Breaks so warm and rich and chewy. That chocolate's heaven to me. America's favorite cookie.
Man, that commercial just activated me like a sleeper agent or something. Yeah, August 4th, National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. That was a Nestle Toll House chocolate chip cookie commercial from the late 80s. And here's the answer to our music trivia question today. On this date back in 1984, what album went number one and stayed there for more than half the year? That's the title track, Let's Go Crazy. It's the artist, the one and only Prince. Purple Rain came out, the album, yeah, on this date back in 1984. There's your flashback freakout today. Happy Tuesday. It's August 4th, 2026. Have a fantastic day today.